Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. I am so sorry I'm getting on here a couple seconds late, but I'm here. That's the best part, right? My dad said, used to tell me 80% of anything is just showing up. Sometimes you don't even have to be on time. Anyway, welcome to the show tonight, and I'm excited to be here. I'm glad you guys are here. You're listening now. You'll download later. That's cool, so whatever works. But I decided to do 3 weeks of angels, different types of angels, and we've had some good ones. Last week we talked about nature angels, and then we also talked about the love angels. Those are my favorite, right? And we also talked about archangels, and tonight we're going to talk about truth angels, right? So I think that's important. It's a little different than what you may think, so I want to be really clear on that. But let's talk about what that means, truth angels. You know, I think the hardest thing that we have is to be honest and truthful with ourselves sometimes, right? And we demand it from others, and we're just super strong about other people being truthful to us. But are we truthful with ourselves, right? And do we want to know the higher truths about the universe, about our spirituality, about why things are the way they are? How can we create this great life without a lot of encumbrances, you know what I mean? And the biggest encumbrance I find for me is me, right? You know, and once I get that, and I have to remind myself all the time that I create my own reality, as we all do. And so the angels serving the spirit of truth, okay? There's four orders of prominent angels here that serve. So I'm gonna give you the regular name or the name that they're called, but let's do it like this because I think this will be a bit easier rather than get called by the name. The first one is the Awakener Angels, and what they do is they open the eyes of our souls and help them to be free of things that hold them back. What holds you back in your spirituality? What is something you came here to learn? And that's probably one thing that you go, okay, why am I here? What am I here to learn? What am I here to do? What am I here to be? Why am I here? And if you ask yourself that question, you'll get an answer back, okay? And your soul came here for something, right? My soul came here to learn self-love. That's one of my lessons that I'm here to learn. It also came here to learn that to believe in myself, you know, and what I could do. I have my daughter, for instance, hers is self-worth, self-love as well. A lot of us have that. She also came here to learn how to walk a daily walk, you know, put one friend in front of the other and walking a daily walk. I came here, you know, to learn certain things. So when you get why you're here, and I'm going to promise you it's more than just loving a guy or loving a woman. It's about really loving yourself and why is your soul here. And what are you here to learn? So that's something I got really strong that you're here to ask, okay? And these angels that help you with this are called the Awakener Angels, okay? And they help open the eyes of our soul. And some of you are going, well, isn't my soul's eyes open? And you know what? Your soul is one level, a higher level of you, of me, of, you know, your neighbor, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your brother, your sister. Our soul is one level higher, or a level higher than us, or a couple levels. I don't even know how to say that. But the highest part of you is that part of you that's connected to God, or that is God, right? If you believe that, which I do. So the soul is here, and it's got bumps and bruises from many lifetimes. And it's here to learn to, recognize that we are all divine and we're all part of God. The soul gets it, but the soul comes down here with the ego, which is even got out, and learns that lesson again and again and again until our soul gets it, you know what I mean? Or until we forget about the ego, and the soul goes, I don't need this lesson anymore. And our soul says, I don't even have it anymore. I can move on. So one of the things that you realize is that a lot of times why we pick our parents is our soul picks them, and they pick us, we pick them. Their souls pick us is because we can learn the lesson. We can get rid of the stuff that holds us back and learn the lesson once and for all, okay? And so that's something that, you know, you would like to probably remember, okay? because if you're learning, your soul's getting it, you're going to have a great life, material-wise, okay, love-wise and everything. So it's not something disloaded from you, because I think sometimes it's hard for us to realize that our soul is really a part of us, okay, and that ego, which is the part of us that wants to get even, that runs away in fear, that hides, that fights, you know, sometimes not for the greater good, right? You know, you ever had an argument maybe with your mom, your dad, traffic? I get in an argument with people in traffic all the time. That's your ego. And it served its purpose because it got you to this point, right? And it's not about getting rid of the ego, but it's about really learning how to come from the soul level rather than a personality or an ego level, okay? And so you would all want to ask these angels, you go, okay, awakener angels, help me open the eyes of my soul, our soul, so I can see through the eyes of my soul and they're wide open and I'm learning the lesson. How much fun would that be, right? Well, it's kind of like, did you guys ever go to amusement parks when you were kids? I loved amusement parks, still do. And it's like when you look through the eyes of your soul, you're going to Disneyland or Disney World. When you're looking through the eyes of your personality or ego, you're going to the park. Both of them you can have fun, but what do you usually have most fun? Is at the big amusement park, right? So that's what the Awakener Angels will do for you. So how do you say it? You could, what you do is this one takes meditation and prayer and leave what you want to create on a physical level out, okay? Say, hey, help me open the eyes of my soul so it can experience physical, mental, and emotional, spiritual healing. That's all you have to say. Light a candle, white one. Light a green one, too, because that's for the heart, or maybe a pink one. And just really pray and say, I choose to come from my soul, the level of my soul, and see through the eyes of my soul. And help me. Thank you, angels, awakener angels. Thank you for helping me. Any fears, any encumbrances, so I can see through the eyes of my soul and come from that perspective or that part, point of view, rather than your personality. Okay? So you can say however you want to. Green candle, the white candle are great ones to have there. So I hope that helps you a little bit. Okay? So that's the soul. Okay? And we're going to get down to some ones that are right here and right now, right? You know, because you want to see through the eyes of your soul because you're going to be able to have a clear view and be really connected to the angels and God when you do, okay? So what does that mean for you in your clairvoyant, your clairaudient, claircognitive, clairsentient ability? When you see through the eyes of your soul, it becomes a non-issue, okay? So the only issue really is like coming from a place from your soul rather than your personality and or ego, however you choose to see that, okay? So everything goes into warp speed there. And you're able to feel the connection of your angels. You're able to feel the connection of your higher power, God, Jesus, whoever you believe in, Buddha. And you're also able to come from a place of great love. Okay? So what is the next one? The next one is the inspire angels to promote a quick learning, a quickening of the inner learning that we all have, getting the lessons faster. And the revelation. Are getting spiritual truth, okay? It helps you learn them fast, okay? So, you know, I like to learn my lessons fast, right? That'd be great. It's like working out. Feel the pain. I mean, I don't like feeling the pain. I like to do it fast. But, you know, sometimes going slower is better. But if you want to learn your spiritual truth and want to open your heart and your mind up to learn more, to experience more spiritual truth and understand the flow better, the law of attraction, the power of divine intervention, the power of intention, or just a few of these spiritual truths, or the time space continuum, right? That's a spiritual truth. You know, the other side, heaven, the angels, those are spiritual truths. You know what I mean? They work with us. And how do they work? And how does this all work together? Different dimensions. These are the angels that you, you know, that you talk to. So you have to be really ready. And they're the inspirer angels. I'm trying to say it correctly. And all you need to do is say, I'm ready to go to, see through the eyes of my soul. And I think that's because it's going to be hard for you to work with these angels and learn higher truth. okay? And but they're going to help you in your daily walk, your daily life. So what you do is you say, "Hi, Inspire Angels," or "Dear Inspire Angels, thank you for helping me understand spiritual truth more. And thank you for helping me understand the basic laws of spiritual truth, how many there are, 7, 8, 10, it doesn't really matter. And what ones I don't understand, show me how to understand them, okay? And light a candle again. And once again, what you do is, white is always in these with these angels because there's 4 realms of them, right? And so use white and blue. Blue is communication, all right? So, but wouldn't it be wonderful to understand the mental plane, the emotional plane, the spiritual plane, the physical plane, all those planes more, okay? And understand those truths more. And then your life is going to be much more than, somebody told me this today, because I'm going to listen to the show. My life is going to be much more than me just waiting for him to call. Although that was sweet and cute. Because we all have empty moments waiting for the guy or woman or girl to call, right? And then, so you would, that's how you would do it, use the white candle and a blue one. And then the other one is the Enlightener Angels. And these angels, their work is to help us in this plane, humans, on this planet, Earth, okay, and other dimensions as well, where there are other parts of our soul, you know, experiencing other lifetimes or these other life forms, and what they help all of us. But what they do is they help us break the bonds, okay, that hold us back, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? So what are some of the bonds that hold us back? Well, some of those bonds that hold us back is our narrow way of thinking, right? You know, I know I've had a narrow way of thinking. And, I get called out on it all the time, you know, by people, by spirit, by angels, by God, by my family, by my daughter, you know. And so, you know, those are some of the bonds that really hold me back from moving to a new level, right? And what bonds hold you back, you know what I mean? Is it that you worry so much about what's on the outside of you? Is he going to call? Is she going to call? Am I going to make enough money? I'm afraid. I can't do this. Why can't I heal myself? You know, the list can go on forever. But what it does do is it keeps us from having those world-changing shifts that we're looking for, okay? So if we all get on the same page and say, okay, angels and you know, Enlightener Angels, thank you for helping me break these bonds that hold me back, okay, and realize who I really, really am. Because, you know, that's your higher self, right? And you can connect with a higher self and live a life full of love and joy and higher awareness. And once you do that, then moving to a new, a whole different shift or shifting our planet, shifting because we're all on the same page. Remember, a shared idea has a lot of power. Then we can go to a whole new level. Okay? So I think that's pretty cool. There's 4 realms of those. It sounds really easy, you know what I mean? And once again, when you meditate with these, are asking attitude of gratitude, thank you for giving me this or showing me the bonds, the self-bonds that I've put on myself that hold me back. And then when you're working with these angels, then what you would want to do is always use a white, and then you use the blue, green, or pink, or you can use blue, green, or pink, or both, purple, okay, for the third eye, right? And so blue, green, and purple. And if you don't use green, use pink, or you can use green and pink both for the chakra, the heart chakra. And then just say, hey, thank you for helping me understand what bonds I have that hold me back and that hold us all back, you know, and I'm doing my part in releasing them so that we can move forward quicker, you know what I mean, or the world can move forward quicker. Because we're all part of each other, you guys, and that's one of the things that's been so hard to understand. I think how we're all part of each other, we're part of the one, but these angels work with that, okay? And why would you do these things, right? Well, some of you guys are saying, well, it's pretty obvious why I would do it. You know, I can learn things quicker, I can learn spiritual truth. I can look through the eyes of my soul. Can you imagine seeing your lover, your mate, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend from through the eyes of your soul? You probably wouldn't be half as mad at her or him, right? And you get mad at your mate. Right? Or you'll understand more. are your children, right? Your kids, you know, your brothers, your sisters. I'm trying to hit every age group here. Your mom, you know, and remember you picked first, you know, and so when you look through the eyes of your soul as the first realm of angels, the awakener angels, and you use the white candle, as I said, with all of them in that green or pink, then you just say, hey, thank you for letting me see everything through the eyes of my soul. I appreciate it, and show me how to always keep them open, okay? And so that's just something that you can say. And then learning spiritual truth from the enlightener angels. And wow, that helps you release the self-bond. What holds you back? And usually your temper, right? I know my temper does. Or usually the bonds of self-worth, you know, and so you get rid of those and you can do anything. And then you also have the archangels of, you know, that help you make the, not archangels, but the enlightener angels that help you not only release the self-bond, but help you when you can move the planet to another level, because we're all doing that. Okay? So those are the four right there. The enlightener angels help you release the bonds, self-bonds, and they also help you, you know, this world, moving the world quicker, you know, so it changes quicker, and we go to a whole new different level, right? And then you have the other angel that helps you, and inspire angels that help you learn your spiritual truths quicker and believe them and get more and imagine being able to understand all these spiritual, emotional, and physical truths and being able to move quicker. And then you have the angel of, the awakener angel that help you with your soul and looking to the eyes of your soul and understanding. I said that the, and I apologize about this because I read it wrong, my notes wrong. The enlightener angels, they help, you know, create, you know, eliminate self-bonds. And then you have the, also the archangels, not the ones that we're familiar with, but more, they're called archangels as well, who make it possible for us to move forward quicker in our growth and help us with life-changing events and also help us raise the whole planet to a whole new vibration. Okay? So please forgive me. I apologize about that. So, and the archangels are the ones that do that, okay? But there are more than the seven ones that we're familiar with. There's others with them, okay? So we'll do that. Talk about that in the next couple weeks, I think. So you have those four angels and who serve the spirit of truth, okay? And imagine if you can always do those things into your life here, what's going to happen to your neighbor, what's going to happen to people all across your town, your city, your country, your state, whatever. But when we all start doing these things, even just a little bit, can you imagine what a difference we make, okay, for ourselves and for each other, okay? And it's about serving the one. And in the process, you get to enjoy a lot of great things about your own life and some great material things, too, as well. So those are a couple of things that you can do. Remember, the first one is white candle, always with the white, and green or pink. The second one is also with a white candle, and it's blue. And then the third one is also with a white candle, and it's indigo. And the fourth one that helps you move forward, you know, and helps us all to make it our world, you know, move quicker to a whole new level. That's all the candle colors, white, green, blue, or pink, or both of them, and also indigo. Okay, so the white, that's all the chakra colors, I think, too, as well, the spiritual chakra. So just so you guys know that. And when you're doing this work, then obviously your psychic abilities are going to really open up. And I always think it's not really about being psychic. It's about the veil becomes really thin. But what does that mean? That's the veil between you and your higher power. It becomes really, really super thin. Okay, so and that's what we've got today for that. I hope you got a lot out of it. And listen, you can download the show always and listen to it 365 days, 24/7. So you guys knew that about any of our shows. And the other, see what I can tell you. We have a special speaker who just, he's going to be with us on Thursday. I'm super excited about having him. And he is amazing because he is going to be talking about, he just won a created film, got it in the film festival, won an award, and is really moving. And I knew him years ago when he didn't know if he was going to be able to do it, and he's just really moving ahead with it and has never given up on his passion and his dream and now beginning to really make a difference and making some real headlines with it. So you're going to be able to hear about how he does it on and what he did and how you can do some of the same things that he does, spiritual, without even knowing he's spiritual. Or maybe he does. I'm not sure now because I knew before he was super intuitive, but he didn't realize how intuitive he was. But you guys will be able to meet him on Thursday night when we do Transformation Thursday, Chasing Your Passion and Opportunity and Money Chases You. How cool is that, right? And so that's Thursday night at 8 o'clock. We've got some new coaches coming aboard, and guys, we've almost got it nailed down so you guys can be able to really read their books, download their meditations, hear what they're doing with kids. Some of these coaches are really working with children. I know Carrie has got a video out with her and her daughter where they're showing you, as a parent, how to work with your children, okay? And, you know, helping them tap into their higher awareness, their higher abilities. It's not even about helping them. They help us, right? You know, these crystal rainbow children. So you'll see that in the video that Carrie created with her daughter, Zoe. So it's sweet, cute, and she'll, you know, and she's got more videos coming out. We also have Dwayne. I'm going to give you a little bit about Dwayne. Dwayne is the body guy. He has put an MP3 file together that helps you run a 6-minute, 30-second mile. How cool is that, right? If I can do it, anybody can, you know, too. But it wasn't about actually the physical part. It's about believing you can do it. That's really where it's at. And he does that, and he puts some real affirmations in there, and it's not something hokey. It is amazing, and it works. He's also creating videos where you guys can work out at your desk, at home, your abs, your I think women and men, we always gain weight in our tummies, or we gain weight in our butts, right? So he's got something for everybody and some cardiovascular things that you can do. So he's amazing. His videos will be out there, too, on Angel Coaches. And we've got books, as I said, books that we've all written. And I know Donna's got an empowerment book, or, you know, chapters that she's written, e-book, that talks to you about getting through grief and empowering yourself and finding life after death, okay, life after death. How cool is that, right? And that means being down here on the planet. So she's got her book and meditations, and, you know, I do, and others do as well. And then you have Victoria. Victoria, you guys, is really becoming very prophetic in her dreams, and she and I were talking today. She's going to be on again. So, you know, all the coaches are. They each specialize in something, okay? And all of them specialize in loving humanity, serving humanity. And I appreciate them for that. So you're going to be able to really see what they have and really be able to connect with them too as well. So there's some neat stuff out there that you can download. And because we've got our own YouTube channel, Angel Coaches YouTube channel. Is that not cool or what? These four angels that I talked to you about, or four realms of angels that I talked to you about, for the angels of truth. If you missed the show, listen to it again, because it's all about having a great life of peace and love and joy and hope, and help others do the same. And you guys, we really got to work together now, because it's about, a lot of us are light workers and spiritual teachers, healers. And when we get it, when we start practicing with our own lives and our vibration goes up, everybody around us will do the same. Kind of like being in a fire, right? When we're in a fire and we're singing on the same tune, or we're singing on tunes that blend with each other. And that's kind of like these spiritual truths and these angels are, when you start really working on yourself and then getting intuition about you and the spiritual truth and the love for you and seeing through the eyes of your soul, then you can help others do the same, okay? And all you have to do is not showing them, it's just being that. So anyway, as I said, our next show is Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Sunday, we have Di and myself. We are doing we're doing a great show on relationships with our book, You Mean There's a Law That Says Yes, You're Attracted to Me. And then Carrie wants to start a prayer group, a prayer and meditation group. So give me your thoughts on that and let me know what you guys think about it, because she wants to start it. the power of prayer is so amazing and what happens with it. So that's what we're going to start. And then Carrie and I are also going to do a show on healing. I know that Carrie's done some healing with her own body and her son. Victoria healed herself of Lyme's disease and took herself off of 14 medications and found a life of passion. And now, she was looking for the guy, and then when she stopped looking, he started showing up. So it's a neat story which he's got going on. And all she did was walk the walk, talk the talk, and live it, okay? And so she can do it, Carrie can do it, I can do it, anybody can, okay? So we're going to really talk about that not next Thursday, but the following Thursday. All right, so that's what we're doing. You guys have a great now. Thank you for listening in. Go to Angel Coaches and read Victoria's blog, and also read Angela. She wrote a blog about doing a show for children and how they cope with losing a loved one, how they cope with seeing a loved one on the other side and not sure what they see, and seeing angels, and she wants to do a show about that. So I'd love to know your insight and your thoughts. So go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and give me some feedback, or give us all feedback, okay, because your opinion really matters. You guys have got some great stuff that you shared with us on Angel Coaches, on shows. I'd love to know what you're thinking and what you'd like to hear more of, or what you think about these two blogs. If they just in the past 24, 48 hours, Angela wrote hers about children and how they cope with things, and how they, when they see angels or a loved one that's transferred over on the other side. And then Victoria has written about being prophetic and how we often have prophetic dreams. So I'd love to hear what you think about their both posts. Would you like to hear more of? As I said, you guys are amazing, and your opinions really, really do matter. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and we will see you on Thursday. Bye, everybody.